This is 97.9 FM, WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, Freddie Collier. He's coming in laughing, so I know today's question is going to be good.
We're doing something local today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're doing a Carborough question.
Oh, good.
Carborough.
Where it's always to Carborough Fair. We're in Carborough, where it's always a degree cooler.
Because they are cool.
How's it going?
Yeah, not many people believe that Carborough is what Chapel Hill used to be.
It is, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, if you've been around here long enough,
I remember one time, you know, Carborough wanted to maintain its own identity.
It was not a cool place to be, you know, not necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, but now it's like totally different.
It's the Paris of the Piedmont.
Hip. Cross ties capital of the world.
Yeah, exactly. Back in the 1880s or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Made more than anybody else.
Yep.
Carborough's our question, folks. All right, here we go, folks. Carborough's our category. Back in the 1970s, if the locals wanted to gather at a spot where you could get a cold one, maybe even pitch some horseshoes out back, they went to a place where today the Spotted Dog is located. What was the name of that local hangout?
What was it? It's right there in that little fork.
It's right there in that little corner, little pie-shaped
piece of property there.
Back in the 70s, maybe back in the 60s, if the locals wanted to gather at a spot where they could get a cool, refreshing beverage, maybe even pitch some horseshoes out back, they went to a place where today the Spotted Dog is located. What was the name of that local hangout?
Today is your last chance to take advantage of a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Cafe Driotti. It's half off, $20 for a gift card available until midnight for $10. Today's Our Local Deal takes you to a special place within the southern part of heaven. Cafe Driotti, serving award-winning coffees, teas, beer, and wine, is tucked away, set back from Franklin Street, offering you an energizing or soothing oasis in your day. It's half off from Cafe Driotti. It's available until midnight, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Well, Freddie Collier is asking the question, what was the name of the place that was where the Spotted Dog is today?
Yeah, back in the 60s and 70s, because Spotted Dog, before Spotted Dog was there, of course, it was Spring Garden.
Exactly.
The franchise that came out of Greensboro.
Yeah.
But before Spring Garden, back in the maybe late 60s and definitely in the 70s, there was a place. Bullwinkles!
Oh, yeah!
You know Bullwinkles!
Bullwinkles. That's right.
All those spots, Bullwinkles, Spring Garden, Spotted Dog, located at 111 East Main Street. And today's culinary version of Spotted Dog, owned by Laura Bourne, Karen Mills. But I'll never forget the story that one person told me. Bullwinkles was it was rough on the edges a little bit, you know. Everybody's sitting in there, jukebox playing, and one day the door opened and a whole bunch of frat boys and sorority girls came in, and the guy behind the bar looked at them walk in and all their pink and green and all that stuff, and walked over to the jukebox, pulled it from the wall, jerked out the plug, and then announced, "This ain't no place for no Novu Riche." And the crowd that just came in turned and went back out.
I never heard that story before.
This ain't no place for the Novu Riche.
You know who that guy was?
Nope, I don't.
It's funny, though.
Bullwinkles.
All right. Hey, thanks very much
Thank
for
you.
The history lesson.
Yeah, exactly. I'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
You got it.